So, have you ever had one of those moments with your partner where you start talking and then all of a sudden you're totally frustrated with one another and you just start asking yourself, like, hey, how did we get here so fast?
So this happened to us this week. We were just going to go on a morning walk and take our dogs. Something fun, quality time together. And I asked EJ, hey, did you put the dog collars on?
And I said, no, I was outside cleaning the pool. And then suddenly, 5 seconds later, we're both triggered, standing in the hallway, pissed off.
All of a sudden, I know that I'm like sitting there like, this isn't about the dog collars. We just looked at each other and we just knew something else was going on.
And what it led us to was this question: is it possible for your partner's trigger to eventually become your trigger too?
Because if it can, it can explain why some of the most trivial, smallest moments can turn into some of the biggest arguments. Let's dive in. Your relationship can't survive on the leftovers of your time, your energy, or your attention.
That's why we created Grounded in Love, a couples retreat in Sedona, Arizona, on beautiful Oak Creek Canyon. It's October 22nd to 25th, which is a Thursday to a Sunday.
This isn't just a getaway. This is for intentional days to slow down, reconnect, build emotional safety, and create the kind of relationship you've been working so hard to build.
We'll guide you through powerful workshops, private coaching sessions, plenty of powerful experiential moments to connect the two of you, and plenty of time for just the two of you to enjoy.
We intentionally limited this retreat to 8 couples so that you could have a deeply personalized experience. We have filled half of the retreat, so we have 4 spaces remaining.
So if you've been looking for the right time to invest in your relationship, this is it. Click the link in the show notes or email us at coaching@relationshiprenovation.com, and we'll set up a 30-minute discovery call to make sure it's a great fit for you.
We'd love to spend the long weekend with you. Hello, all, and welcome to the Relationship Renovation Podcast. I am Tara Kerwin.
And my name is EJ Kerwin. And it all started with an innocent walk at 6 in the morning to the dog park.
Darn dogs.
We love our mornings, right?
Like,
our mornings are our time where we check in with one another. I wake up a little bit early. We do some journaling. Like when we get our days off to a great start with a great morning, it's awesome.
And I was like, you know, because it's the summertime right now and the kids aren't in school, we actually have more times to go on morning walks and take the dogs. So it's like really, it's fun because we never get to do that during the school season.
Yeah. So this is a stage. We know we're taking the dogs to the park. We got our little routines. And we have a pretty long hallway. I'm standing at one end of the hallway. Tara's standing at the other end of the hallway. And Tara says,
I literally said, and I think I said it this way, hey, EJ, did you put the collars on the dogs for the park?
Yes. And I literally said it this way, I think. No, I was outside cleaning the pool because the kids had been there like the night before and they always leave it kind of trashed. And so I'm like, no, I was outside cleaning the pool. And then,
which is not how I heard it.
Not how she heard it.
And you didn't hear it how I said it.
No.
Okay.
And then when I say that, what happens?
So internally or like what I said to you, I
Well,
got,
just what, yeah, just above the surface still.
Yeah, I got snappy and I was like, why are you getting defensive right now? I was just asking if you put the collars on the dogs.
And I said, like, I'm not being defensive. I was just telling you I was outside doing that. That's why I didn't get there yet. And then you were like, basically something like, this is not going to be a heavy morning.
Yeah, I did.
And
I was already, I just, it happened so quickly, like so quickly.
Yeah. And I went outside. I remember, like, I don't even know if I said it underneath my breath or loud enough for you to hear. I was like, no, 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 no. I am not taking this on.
Oh, I heard you say no, just FYI, which even pissed me off more. Again, we love using our own triggers, challenging moments, because we have so many listeners that are like, thank you guys. We relate to like universal couples like that deal with these small things. Are EJ and I much better at managing it now? Yes, because
we're learning.
We're therapists. We have you know, our podcast, like, but we take our own stuff and we're like, oh my gosh, this is really, this could be really helpful for couples listening to there, because we understood what happened quickly. And we eventually, within what, 10, 15 minutes, we were okay.
But
and we were okay with it.
And I think like both of us were like, what just happened?
Yeah.
Like we're just like literally walking out the door. This is like such a routine thing that we do. And suddenly like we are on the verge of like dipping into a dynamic that's really problematic for us and can screw up. Like we said, like our mornings, we love our mornings together. So we want to begin with like, how did we get here so fast? And in order to do that, we have to sort of dive into the vibe that we want couples to have together, which is curiosity about what just happened here, right?
Yeah. And I know internally, I went there first. I'm like, what's going on? Oh, I know what this reminds me of, right? And I knew that I didn't want it to like ruin our morning. You know, so I was getting curious first with myself because I didn't want to be reactive, but I was still kind of angry at you. And it took me a little bit of time to like soften for me.
Well, and one of the things for me was like, I honestly get confused in that moment because I'm like, well, was I being defensive or was I just like saying, no, I was outside getting, you know, it's like I get really confused. And what we're beginning to learn is we're sort of asking the wrong questions of ourselves, right? Because I guess like your question you're asking is EJ being defensive, right?
Yeah.
And what do we want the question to be instead in that moment?
Like what's happening inside of him and me, because I'm sensing something like defensiveness, but I don't know for sure because I'm not in your body.
Yes. And then here's where we get, and we're going to define this like throughout this episode, is like what we discovered is this is our trigger trap. Mm. This is a trigger situation trap where I have a trigger. I am defensive. Like I feel like not just with Tara, but in many situations, like I feel like I have to be defending myself, that I'm on trial, that I'm always being sort of observed and always being like judged. And it comes definitely out of like some tough vibes when I was a kid around grades, around performance.
Yes.
And so that's been a trigger that I've been working on for a very long time and that Tara has been instrumental in helping me address. But because it's been such a constant trigger for me,
it is.
Now anything that even smells remotely like defensiveness is a trigger for Tara.
The transfer trigger, E.
My trigger has transferred over to Tara.
Your trigger is now my trigger.
And the most dangerous thing, and I think this is where people out there, where you're going to really relate to this, is the worst moments in a relationship are when both people are being triggered simultaneously.
Yes, it's terrible.
And the trigger transfer is the worst because it's like instantaneous. Like I may have some trigger that hits that remote place where I'm still working on about being defensive.
Right.
And the moment that happens, Tara is instantly triggered at the same time.
Yes.
And then what's happening in that moment is both of our nervous systems take over instantaneously.
Yep. And it brings back all that history. History repeats itself because I remember thinking like, oh my gosh, am I going to have to like not ask him now if he did something? Because now I'm just going to, like, I used to have that feeling of like, I'm just can't ask EJ anything. Like, I'm just going to have to be silenced. And I, you know me, like my trigger is I can't be silenced. I never got to have a voice when I was little. So like my nervous system goes into the history of all of the pain that you and I have been through together around this, instead of like in that moment being like, oh, this is happening. It just immediately reacts to history.
And this goes back two episodes ago. So if you haven't heard it, it's an episode all about when we think we're discussing, arguing about a situation, but it really is our nervous systems being triggered at the same time. Because what my nervous system is saying is, please don't think I'm failing. Please don't think that I dropped the ball. Tara's nervous system is saying,
I don't feel even safe to ask a question. Now I'm really scared and I'm hypervigilant.
Yes. Yeah. And both of us, I think, are like, we don't feel understood in that moment, right? Yeah. Because in that moment, in that hallway, like, I'm literally like, I'm confused. I'm like, I don't know. Am I defensive? Am I not defensive? Like, then if I'm not careful, I go into this like problem solving thing of like, what do I say when she asks me something and I haven't done it? Like, what is the safe thing to say? Can I only say, no, I have not done it yet?
I know.
You know, and then you.
My whole thing was, so if you know me, and I think if you have listened to a lot of podcasts, I have like a lot of anxiety and a lot of stuff in my head all of the time, whether it's with you, whether it's with the kids. It's like that constant, like, oh my gosh, did they brush their teeth? Did we make the lunches? Like, are their dog collars on? Did the pool get cleaned? Like, I have 1,000 things in my brain at once. And so my anxiety can feel overwhelming to many people. And so I'm like, wow, was it my anxiety that just took over? Because I'm asking EJ to do all of these things and it feels like it's never enough. Like, I just start asking myself, was it my anxiety that possibly could lead to you feeling like, no, I didn't put on the dog collars. I was just cleaning the pool.
Yeah. If you feel like you and your partner keep having the same conversation over and over, if you feel like you keep trying to connect, but you just miss each other, then this is for you.
So many couples are not lacking love. They are, however, lacking a roadmap. They feel overwhelmed, frustrated, and they're trying to figure it out on their own. Trust me, we know.
And Tara and I are now coaching couples globally. And honestly, it's become one of our favorite things to do. We're moving couples from me versus you to we. We're helping couples build that healthy, loving connection that they've always wanted.
This isn't about learning one more communication tool. It's about understanding yourself more deeply, understanding your partner more deeply to build that compassion, developing emotional safety, and building the relationship that you want to have in your life.
And because Tara and I coach every couple personally, we only have a limited amount of spaces available at any given time. So if you think the coaching might be the right thing for you, we would love to meet you.
You can schedule a complimentary 30-minute discovery call where we hear your story, we tell you about how we do our work, make sure that we're a really good fit.
You can click the link in the show notes, or you can email us at coaching@relationshiprenovation.com.
So please reach out. We would love to walk alongside you.
And so I think here's another key piece of insight for you out there. You want to ask yourself, so have we stopped responding to one another, to what's actually happening in the moment? Or are we predicting what the other person's intent is, right?
Right.
Because if I'm just honestly responding to, hey, did you put the dog collars on? And I'm like, no, I was outside, you know, cleaning the pool. Then I can feel good about it. But if I'm predicting that she's judging me and she thinks that I should have already had the collars on, then that's my central nervous system.
Yes.
That's not me.
Yes.
And so it's not about me crafting the perfect response that's not going to trigger Tara.
Right.
It's that I'm actually responding, right?
Yeah. And for me, right, is that my nervous system is like, oh my gosh, I'm in this hypervigilant place. I feel like I don't have a voice or I can't ask anything versus like the prediction that like, wow, if I ask EJ this, he's immediately going to get defensive or shut down or overwhelmed by all of my requests, which is, yeah. Can I just say, even to this day, even after all of the work we've done, EJ, I still get really nervous to ask you about like
even
this morning I'm like, oh, I really like, we're getting a new mattress and I really want to like put like wood on like one of our walls before the mattress comes because the mattress is heavy. And I'm like, I can't ask EJ that. Like, I'm not even going to say anything. And then I'm like, why is this? Well,
because this is exactly, this is the trigger transfer. And it's also what we're about to talk about, which is anticipatory anxiety.
Oh, look at that. I brought us right into
us right into anticipatory anxiety, which is we start reacting to what we think might happen.
Yes.
Versus just reacting to what is happening. Because you think the minute that, and this is a great example of us redoing the room before the bed comes, right? Because you're thinking, oh, if I ask him that, he's going to get stressed. It's not going to feel safe. But I also won't get my needs met. It hasn't happened yet, but you're already anxious about that.
Yeah.
When you ask me the question, like I even felt it, I'm already anxious because I think, okay, if I tell her honestly what I'm thinking, she's going to feel shut down and get mad at me. Because what I'm thinking is the mattress comes next Saturday. I'm coaching Joe's basketball weekend.
Yeah.
The project that you think will take 4 hours is going to take 2.5 to 3 days.
I know.
And but both of us, you're afraid to ask it. I'm afraid to give you an honest answer.
Yeah.
And what that gets in the way of is like, that's an important conversation to have. Hey, I'd really like to get that thing done. We're getting this new bed. How do we do it as soon as possible? Because it's going to look beautiful. You showed me. I really think I can pull it off. Like I can make that happen.
And that's, I guess we can like do that like right now since we're just.
Okay, let's role model. Let's not have anticipation anxiety. Do a trigger transfer.
Or
right
I
now.
Can be vulnerable. So here, okay. We're going to model in the moment. This is exciting yet I'm a little nervous. Okay. EJ, it would mean a lot. I'm nervous to ask you this because of just my nervous system and how like history has repeated itself multiple times, but we're both working in our stuff and mm-hmm. You're my safe person. I want to feel safe to ask any request, whatever it is.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to start with.
Great.
I would love for the wall to be done before the mattress comes in. I also know we have a really busy schedule happening this weekend and that the mattress comes next Saturday. But I feel like even if we had a plan for it, if it doesn't get done by next Saturday, even if we had a plan, that would make me feel really excited and important.
Yeah. No, I think you nailed it. I could totally hear it. the first thing I want to do is I want to validate.
We have this on record that I just nailed it.
You did.
We have it on videotape and audio.
Yes. Go. Well, the first thing I want to say is like when you sent me that picture of the thing you want to do on that wall for the bed, I was like, that looks awesome.
I know.
That looks so cool.
So inexpensive.
And I was like, oh, I can do that. Like, I think I can pull that off. It's a little bit of a stretch on my, because I think like there's some wood cutting and stuff you don't see that has to be done. But I'm like, I can do that. And I'm excited by it. So I'm stoked. Like, I want to do that for sure. I think we can't pull it off by next Saturday. But I agree. Like that was, I thought the exact same thing you did. If this weekend we sit down, we make a material list, we sort of like timeline it out. We look for which weekend we can do it. We even talk about how will we keep our new bed like safe from the mess. Cause I think you're also going to want to paint the rest of the room.
Oh yeah. That's included in the project.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think it's actually a pretty big project. But it's like a, 2.5, 3 days. So I think we should make the plan for it, schedule it this weekend, and we'll do it because that's going to look amazing.
See, there we go.
That is not, let me tell you people, like that is not what normally happens. Because I mean, here's the other part about this that really works about this conversation is like this conversation would normally happen like in our house when a bunch of kids are running around and we're like cooking dinner or something like that is like, part of this is also like, we have the space for this conversation. It's why one of the things we tell couples is we say like, you have to create like individual time for you guys to check in and be together and talk about things every week.
Yeah.
Like you need like a half hour of dedicated space for that. But okay, I think we did a good job of not anticipating the other person's response. Mm-hmm.
I did that this morning, so I'm good.
Yeah. I think we avoided the trigger transfer. Mm-hmm. Like neither of us, we were both aware of what our triggers are. My trigger in that case would be like, oh my God, this is another responsibility. And yours was you told me you talked about it earlier today. Yeah. Or thought through it. Like you don't want to be scared. You want to be able to have the conversation.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we did a great job there.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And it's going to make it easier to just get something done, because that's one of the things couples struggle with is sometimes these type of arguments, these type of trigger transfer moments, they keep us from just accomplishing shit we got to do.
Exactly.
You know?
Well, I love that what you said here too, because when we were talking about how we wanted to do this episode, we stop responding to the present and start responding to prediction. And so the invitation right this week for our couples is really questioning, am I responding to my partner or to the story that my nervous system has already started writing?
Yeah.
Because the nervous system, bam, just like that, it goes into that fight, flight, freeze, fawn, history. This is happening again. This will never get better. I'm so sick of this. I have no voice. I'm constantly saying whatever it is. Yeah. And then you want to just shift it to presence like we just did. Now, is it easier for us to be in presence right now because we're recording a podcast and trying
maybe,
to teach?
Maybe, but we've tripped and had to stop podcasts before. About,
yeah, it's, in so it's, like this. No, it's good. It's and that's why creating that time for you guys, like 30 minutes, an hour, you know, an hour at least a week, but even a few minutes during the day, so that you can become more present with each other and you guys will have more of a chance of getting through whatever it is together because you have that connection experience and being present with one another and talking about these things.
Yeah.
We just usually only respond or talk about things when we're triggered and things are already, or we don't, and we just sweep it under the rug. So,
yeah. So I want to just like come back to the key insight around trigger transfer, that we don't want to respond to our partner based upon an assumption of what we think is happening, but we want to respond by what is actually happening. And so the invitation that we put out to you as you walk away from this podcast today is to ask yourself, am I responding to my partner or to the story that my nervous system has already started telling me, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that that's you guys' action point, because healing begins when you notice that you're predicting and not being present. And that's what we want to be, is we want to really be present for one another.
And this is when code word comes in beautifully to
see. Yes, because if you see yourself going into prediction, if you see yourself being triggered by the trigger, take that pause. Use your code word, step away, self-reflect, then come back with an admission and opening about yourself, not in a judgment or assumption about the other person.
Yeah. So I guess the question we ask ourselves is, do we have trigger transfers?
We have trigger transfers. So we do. And we also just want to ask you, if you are enjoying our episodes, if you're getting something out of it that's really helping your relationship, if you could just do us the favor of subscribing, of giving us a rating, of sharing our show with somebody else, like that means a lot to us. And really what it's doing is it's helping us fulfill our mission, which is to help couples become their best selves together.
And we also love hearing from you, or if you have any ideas around different podcast topics, ideas, because something happening in your relationship, please email us at podcast@relationshiprenovation.com. We love receiving those emails. They mean the world. Thank you so much for listening. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Me and you just singing on the train. Me and you listening to the rain. Me and you, we are the same. Me and you have all the fame we need. Are we?
Most men aren't bad partners. They're just unequipped. You care about your relationship, but you keep having the same arguments. You shut down or you react, and then you regret it. That's not a character issue. That's a skill issue. And nobody ever taught you how to do this well. That's why I created Men Who Do the Work, an 8-week intensive to get better in your relationship. Not just talk about it, but actually practice it. You'll learn how to communicate without getting defensive and to stay grounded when things get tough, and help stop the patterns that are breaking things down. Small group, 8 men, weekly sessions, real accountability. And you'll work directly with me. So if you know it's time to do things differently, reach out. Coaching@relationshiprenovation.com. Let's get to work.